Like any medical procedure, there are potential risks associated with colonoscopies, such as abdominal swelling or cramping, bleeding, and in rare cases, perforation of the intestinal wall. But appendicitis isn't on the list of side effects doctors discuss with patients before the procedure. Dr. Mark Basson is the Senior Associate Dean for Medicine and Research at the University of North Dakota School of Medicine and Health Sciences.
We didn't know whether this was simply a coincidence or whether this was actually a causal event in some way, and that's what led us to do this study.
The idea that colonoscopies may trigger appendicitis came one evening when Dr. Basson was on call in the ER. A patient who had a colon cancer screening a few days prior was presenting symptoms of appendicitis.
Of course, the inevitable question that the patient asked is, did something go wrong? Did that other doctor do this to me? And of course, I said, no, you know, it's just a common thing. Then I actually had a couple of other patients over the next, I can't remember, year or so, who similarly had that coincidental effect.
Dr. Basson and a team of colleagues from the University of North Dakota School of Medicine and Health Sciences began their research in 2016, poring over records from the Department of Veterans Affairs National Database. They used diagnostic codes to identify 400,000 veterans across the United States who had a screening colonoscopy between January 2009 and June 2014.
So that was a pretty large number, and that was the kind of power we needed to do the analysis. And then we asked the question, among those roughly 400,000 patients, how many had appendicitis in the following year? And in that year, did it happen in the first week or the next 51 weeks, which was sort of our control group?
The answer, Dr. Basson says, depends on how you ask the question because of differences in the coding procedures and discrepancies in the administrative data.
The bottom line was, no matter how we ask the question, your chances of getting appendicitis or having an appendectomy in the week after your screening colonoscopy, if you were one of these 400,000 roughly veterans, was somewhere between 4.5 and 9-fold increased over the chance in any subsequent week of that progress to that year that you would have appendicitis or have an appendectomy.
This new research brings to light a possible side effect of colon cancer screening and informs patients on a potential risk. It may also help doctors diagnose appendicitis as post-colonoscopy abdominal pain. The recent findings line up with studies done in 2007 and 2013 that found acute appendicitis was caused by colonoscopy. We reached out to several gastroenterologists in Eastern North Carolina for comment on the study with no takers. I did speak with Associate Professor of Medicine in the Division of Gastroenterology at Duke Health, Dr. Dan Wild. He believes the risk of developing appendicitis following colonoscopy is very low.
I can tell you, I've done approximately 10,000 colonoscopies in my career. I have had one patient develop appendicitis within a few days of the procedure.
Dr. Wild says it may be true that the chance of developing appendicitis a week after the procedure is greater, but the numbers tell the whole story.
If you look at their actual data, when they looked at more than just the diagnostic codes and they actually delved into these patients to determine who actually had appendicitis, they found only 12 patients. So the actual number of this 400,000 patients who underwent colonoscopy over a 5-year period, only 12 developed appendicitis.
Even though appendicitis caused by colonoscopy is extremely rare, the study is still significant because it presents another complication to consider after having a colonoscopy. Dr. Basson hopes to conduct further testing to figure out why it's happening. He says it could have something to do with the clean-out.
Medications that gives you massive diarrhea to clean everything out.
Before a procedure.
One particular kind of clean-out actually does make the colon what we call ischemic, which means it decreases the blood flow to the colon.
Another possibility is that the clean-out disrupts the bacteria that live in the colon.
That changes the microbial contents of your bowel.
It's also possible that the air pressure necessary to perform a colonoscopy may have effects on the colonic mucosa that can result in appendicitis. In a case report from Staten Island University Hospital, a patient underwent a screening colonoscopy and developed acute appendicitis a few days later. It was determined to have been caused by the introduction of a fecalith, or impaction of stool, into the appendix. In any case, Dr. Basson admits more research needs to be done to confirm these findings and adds the current study has some drawbacks.
This study was done in veterans, so these are almost all, not all, but almost all men. clearly women are underrepresented in the VA population. We don't even really know whether this applies to women, although I suspect it does.
He also worries that people who hear about the findings may avoid getting a colonoscopy.
These risks are still very, very low. That's why we needed to look at 400,000 patients to figure it out. So we are not in any way suggesting that people should be afraid to have a colonoscopy because they might get appendicitis.
There are non-invasive ways to screen for colon cancer at home, such as stool sample collection kits. However, they require a prescription from a doctor. And while they may be good at detecting cancer, Dr. Wild with Duke Health adds they're not effective at catching precursor lesions.
Studies have shown that their ability to detect even large polyps is as low as 30-40%. And in my mind, that's not optimal because I would rather be able to catch a polyp and remove it and prevent someone from getting colon cancer rather than diagnose them after the cancer has already developed.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death, both in North Carolina and the United States. Colonoscopy, even with potential side effects, is still considered the gold standard for screening. If there's any good news, it's that if no adenomas or cancer are found, the next colonoscopy won't be for another decade. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.